Hello, this is the Joker, and you're listening to End of Radio. I'm your host, the Joker, and this is my co-host.
Yeah, it's me, UT Crazy.
And this is episode 1C. We've had a couple problems now, but I think we finally have it with our third try at episode 1. And we've changed the show all three times, and hope you like this one too. Basically, we start off by reading your email, but since there is no email because this is the first show, we're not going to read any. And basically, the show works by you email us what you want to hear. You want to hear us rant about something, tell us you want to hear it. You want us to cover how to do something, email us, tell us you want to hear it. We'll research it and we'll do a show about it. So today we're just gonna kinda talk about stuff. I was reading about the new Internet Explorer exploits and some other things here. So if you wanna start the first subject, go ahead.
Okay. The first subject was about the latest episode of Burlito. The host of that is Kizzle. And in that show, he was discussing that we haven't had a space war, and that, like, you see all these movies and people are having space wars and they have laser guns and stuff. And he said that we should have a space war. So so we were thinking that that we should send him, who that was his idea, and White Sword to space, because White Sword, as you all probably know, is the urban exploration expert, and they can go explore space, and Kizzle can have his little laser gun, and they can do that. And so you should check out that episode. Just some of his topics are really cool. It's uberlito.com. And some of the old episodes are good too, so check that out. And I have a few topics here, so I got Audacity working for my show on Xbox Game Radio because everything used to sound like really bad, because I had to do it at 24K kilobytes a second, so everything used to sound really bad. But now it sounds good. There was like a thing you can set so that increases the quality of it. So that's all I'm gonna say about that topic. So you can move on about whatever you're gonna talk about, that one internet thing.
All right. Yeah. So I was going there last night and I find this thing, and it's called Slingshot. And basically, it's this prepaid internet. You don't sign up for anything. The address is slingshot.com, and so it's dial-up, I mean, but it's not bad. I mean, if you're doing some hacking, why not? You don't need super fast speed. But basically, you can, I guess, try a spoof for ANI, and you can pretty much be anonymous on the internet. You don't have to use proxies. I mean, proxies aren't the greatest, because you can always track them back from logs. So basically, you're pretty much anonymous, except for your MAC address, which can be spoofed too, usually.
And yeah, that's really cool. I was looking at that, I'm like, too bad they don't have something like that in high speed, but maybe in the future that company will come up with something like that. But yesterday I was trying to download a directory of a website, because the person running this website, I was trying to get the files off of it, and they had a really bad folder system, so they were trying to like hide the files and stuff on it, because I'm like, oh, I want to see what your website looks like right now. And they're like, oh no, it's not finished yet. And I'm like, well, is it up on your server? And he's like, yeah, but it's it. So little did he know, I just used isn't like illegal or anything. I just used what it's called,
Surf Offline.
Surf Offline, and I also tried the one you were using, Teleport Pro, and I used that to download the whole directory of all the files, and I could find them. And it was really, because I was asking you, and then I went to Google, and I said, like, download an entire directory of a website. And then it brought me up to this whole offline browsing thing, so I tried that out and it worked. So that was good.
Yeah, and for any of you who don't know what Teleport Pro is, Teleport Pro basically, you put in the address of this password or whatever, and it will download the whole directory. But they have a trial version out there, it's pretty good. It's you can only get the first 500 files though, and it's basically go to everything on the site and download the files, and you can set up to like whatever kind of files you want to download, and it works pretty fast. I mean, you can use proxy support for it, and you can keep the actual, you can download the whole site, you can keep the structure with the folders, you can do whatever, make a browsable site, and it works pretty good.
Yeah, it's a nice piece of software. So we're going through that. The new thing on BinRev is a site called Doc Droppers, and you guys should check that out. It's a really good site because it has a whole ton of articles about just about anything related to technology, and there's a whole ton of different people who submit the articles, but you should check that out. It's a really good site.
They use their wiki web for it.
Yeah, wiki.
But they change it so you can't just edit it. Anyone can't edit it, but the person who wrote it can. Which isn't exactly what a wiki is, but I mean, of course.
Yeah.
They use the wiki stuff, they disable the feature. But yeah, it's pretty cool. They got a lot of stuff up on there. Some of the stuff's out of date, but they keep pretty much of it up to date. And nice ringtone there.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, so they got the pretty much everything up to date on there, and they got new and old stuff on there, and they tell you what works and what doesn't. So go check it out.
Yeah, it's a good site.
Yeah. Are you gonna answer that?
No. Don't have this whole thing with me talking. But yeah. So. Wiki, weird word, but
good system.
Yeah, so if you want to check, like talk to us on IRC, or sometimes in IRC, and that's irc.hackthissite.com, and then the channel
is .org.
Oh, org. And the channel is endif, or isn't it?
Yeah, it's endif. I don't know, we're not really in there a lot, but yeah. There's just temp until we get everything worked out. I don't know what's going to happen over there.
Yeah, so hopefully we can have continuous, like, if we, like, keep on doing episodes, then maybe we can get, like, a different server. But, next thing I'm going to talk about is how AOL Instant Messenger sucks. So,
I want to second that. AOL Instant Messenger does suck. You should all go switch to IRC.
Yeah,
and if you're being forced to use AIM, you might want to use GAME, or GIM. Which is open source and better than standard messenger. It what happened with you? Did you just like log off there or finished? The hell? Well, my co-host just got dropped off here and I don't know what's going on with him. Let's call him back and see what's going on. Oh, he's busy. Someone called him. So, yeah, AIM sucks. And, what, he's saying something. He said, I'm always bothered on AIM. So, I guess we're just gonna pause it. Oh, I'm gonna keep going. And I'll tell him to come back later. Alright, he's gonna call back when he's done, get back in here. Meanwhile, I'll talk. I was reading on the BinRev forums about the new Internet Explorer exploit. And so I'm reading about it. And I haven't tried it yet, but it seems that you could use the link or the exploit and put it in a redirect. So whenever someone comes to the page, it will automatically redirect them to the link, which is the exploit. And then just automatically delete the any file you want to, or do any damage you want to the computer, without having to actually get them to click the link. So I'm gonna try this out and see if it works. And everyone's complaining about it. I mean, Internet Explorer has exploits, and it always will. And so is all everything else Microsoft uses. But that's Microsoft, and you have to admit that they don't care about their customers. They will release buggy software. They don't care about it. They don't check it. If it's buggy, they'll fix it eventually, but they don't care. They don't seem to do any changes to it, any speed. I mean, they'll do it, but I mean, they don't rush to it. There's been reports that they've spent months knowing about bugs, but not going to fix them. And they just let them run their course and let viruses come out for them. If you want to get the problem fixed, go use another piece of software. Go use Firefox, go use Opera, go use any other browser. I mean, I don't use Internet Explorer anymore. I find that Firefox is a much better browser. And, I mean, any software that you're going to use is always going to have bugs in it. It's just who finds it. I mean, there's so many users using Microsoft stuff that there will always be bugs found in it, and they'll always be found pretty fast. I mean, people with Linux, they find bugs in there, but they're not as much because most people don't use Linux. I mean, and there's so many distros that there's so many choices to use of it. So, if you want to get rid of bugs, go use some unheard of distro with some unnamed browser that no one knows of, and you won't have bug problems anymore, probably, or very small amounts of them. And he's coming back in, to the call. Alright, so, you're back now. I've been going on about the IE bug. So, come back in, we'll splice this up and see what we can fix on here. Alright, yeah, just, like, save your stuff and we'll... Yeah, my sister came in, so I have to cut off a couple minutes of it, but whatever. Yeah, alright. Alright, so you want to continue with what you were talking about, AM?
Yeah, AIM. I hate it a lot, because it's, like, bad piece of hardware, software. It has a lot of ads and stuff, so... isn't good at all. Oh yeah, if anyone wants to know our emails, it's... mine is utcrazy@hotmail.com, and yours is...
Well, you can either email us at the show at endifradio@gmail.com, or you can email me at the Joker, which is th3j0k3r@gmail.com. It's on the site at endifradio.info.
Yep. So, it's hard to remember, like, J3 or whatever all this threes and stuff.
Yeah, alright, yeah.
But, Windows versus Linux. Personal one, I like Windows better because it's so easy to use, and it's like there's like hardly, like, you can't get lost in Windows. It's so easy to go around in, and they've made everything easy for you.
This is perfect. I just got off the subject here.
Yeah.
I was talking about that while you're gone.
Yeah. Linux is like, you need to be like, I mean, you can't, it's hard to go around it and install stuff and use it in everyday life if you don't know how to use it. So, I'm not saying Windows is bad or it isn't, but, I mean, for the noobs out there, Windows is better.
Well, there's just things, I mean, it's good to have a Linux box around and to have a Windows box, or if you have a Mac. I mean, I'm not really a Mac fan because I hate Apple, but...
Yeah, me too.
Macs aren't great. They're not bad computers if you have OS X, but I mean, under OS X, they're crap. But once you get into OS X, they're pretty decent, and they do a good job at image work and video work.
Yeah, because I remember, like, the really old Macs, and that's the...
Well, they're unusable. They always, like, close on you, and...
Yeah, so, bad memories, I guess.
Yeah.
But, Doc Roberts. Oh yeah, there's this, you know, Spectre.
Yeah.
Talk about him.
All right. So yeah, our other guy here is Spectre. and he's going to do all of the next segments. And right now he's working on getting Linux, working on a thumb drive, and he's going to come on for the episode 2, and he's going to do a little talk about it, tell about how it works, give a review about it. And he's either using Damn Small Linux or Gentoo. I'm not sure which one at this time, but I'll talk to him.
He seemed to like Gentoo, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. That should be good. Have some Linux stuff from someone that knows how to use Linux. Good. So, I don't know. You can talk about something else. I'll just think of other stuff.
Let's go look at daily rotation and see what we can talk about. Here's some stuff. Hacker worries raise hackles. Critical Windows fix on the way.
Is there going to be a Service Pack 3?
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, Service Pack 2. The next thing is going to be like Windows Longhorn.
Well, Windows Longhorn doesn't come out until 2006, I think.
What?
It doesn't come out until 2006, I don't think.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Well, yeah.
I don't know. I've used the alpha of it. It's like not that great. Like, when I was using the alpha. I was using the alpha a while ago. And, I mean, there's so many problems with it. It's really buggy. I mean, it's alpha, but...
Yeah, it's alpha, but...
The whole GUI is so, like, such a waste. They have this whole blue scheme on there, and this whole big, elaborate sidebar that's, like, the docking things for, like, Confabulator or docks for Windows or for Linux. But it's such a waste. I mean, I don't care about that. I'm in XP right now, and I'm using my classic theme, and I'm using everything else setting to classic, like 98. Yeah, I don't have the blue, like, fancy line bar or whatever there.
Hmm. Well, that's what I have. I used to put it back like that when I had an old machine, but it just didn't really, like, seem like it was XP, so I always, like, put it back. How about this episode, I'll send you my, my audio track, and you can see what you can do with it.
Alright, yeah, I'll see if I can fix it up. I have to do some homework tonight,
yeah,
but, not that big a problem.
Nope.
I don't know, I have a bunch of homework to do tonight, but that's why there's excuses in social engineering.
Gotten
out some stuff from teachers, and they have no idea that I don't do my work.
Social engineering, that's,
good stuff.
Yeah. One... What was I gonna say? Hack TV. I wonder when the second episode is coming out, because I liked the first one.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I sent him an email about it. He's saying he was having some problems with the video.
Yeah.
I told him he should go check out the real-time cards if he's having a problem with it.
Yeah. Because they were saying about that one, that, like, trying to buy more tapes and stuff, so...
Oh, yeah. I think I have a ton of tapes here.
Yeah.
My dad buys them like crazy. He goes to the DVD shows, so...
Yeah.
I think I'm going with him soon, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll donate some to Stink.
He'll, say, you'll be in, like, the thanks at the end.
Yeah. Thanks to Joker for sending in some DVD tapes.
Yeah. Yeah, on the thing about AIM, like, I use MSN, so it's really, I like MSN. There's, like, one ad bottom sometimes, like, half the time the ad doesn't work. But, for some reason...
They can't advertise, right?
No, they can't. It's like a little X, red X. But, that's it. It doesn't have pop-ups, except for, like, MSN, like, today, and you can turn that on. But, I've used Trillion, and I don't like it very much.
Yeah, Trillion's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Half the features on it don't work, and it's just a pain to work with.
Yeah, it's really, you get what you pay for, and if you get it for free, then it sucks.
You don't get what you pay for.
Yeah, you don't get what you pay for.
So, yeah, you should go try that game, though.
Yeah.
I like it. It's pretty good. Supports most clients. I think Yahoo, MSN, AIM, Jabber, and... I think IRC.
Yeah, maybe I'll try it out.
Yeah, open source and SourceForge. Go search for it. I think it's game@sourceforge.com.
Yeah.
Or .net.
Yep. I I got a Nintendo DS for Christmas, so Stank was talking about using that.
Are those good?
For, like,
I don't know.
But what were you saying?
Are those good? I've heard people get them.
Yeah, they're really good. The graphics are really good, and the touch screen makes it a lot easier to move around. And my favorite game is Super Mario 64, because I remember playing that on 64. So.
The worst 64 game ever was the Zelda game, Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, I didn't really like all the Zelda games. I think they're better for Game Boy.
I don't know, I'm not really a gamer. I kind of played Counter-Strike for a while, but
yeah, Counter-Strike, I played a few times, but I'm more into UT.
I just play that. Yeah. I have a copy here of 2003 or 4 or whatever.
Yeah, I just have the Gaudi edition, and I'm getting 2004 from someone sometime.
I think I played a demo of that. Yeah. No, that was pretty fun. They had, like, cars. Pretty good physics system.
Yeah. I actually, what's really cool, I have my own private peer-to-peer network with a few other people, and it's like a... It's actually, there's this program called Waste, and you can have your own peer-to-peer network with other people, and then you, like, share however
you just have a server, and you connect to the server.
Yeah, like, I know someone that has, a huge server, so, we just got a whole bunch of people together, and there's a lot of files on it, so we're probably sharing about 300 gig. Isn't a lot, but...
Wow.
That's some good stuff.
Yep. I don't know, I use BitTorrent still.
Yeah,
but,
I use BitTorrent. That's just not...
Private trackers.
Yeah, it's just a private thing. Like, BitTorrent I use mostly.
And we would never download things illegally. Everything we have is all previously bought.
Yeah, that's true. We just have backup copies. But all the torrent sites are, like, going down.
Yeah,
like,
so I have to have private ones.
Yeah. Like, Supernova, all those. Few were shut down. There's still some good ones, though.
Isn't Torrent Reactor still open? I don't know.
I didn't
was
use that a lot. That's in, like, Germany or something.
Yeah. I mostly stuck to Supernova.
Yeah. I Supernova, and I had a few other sites, but...
I used to get ebooks and stuff off of there. They had some pretty good resources on there.
Yeah, good stuff on there. What are we at? 18? I don't know, I'm kind of out of topic, so maybe this could be like our pilot episode.
Yeah, we'll run this pilot. I mean, it's already screwed up anyways because of the
little
stuff,
pause.
But I'll see what I can do with the editing
on it.
We might
be able to get it working.
Yeah, hopefully. This is the third time recording it, and I don't really want to do it again.
Yeah, me too. I'm getting bored of these topics.
Whatever we can get out of this is what you're getting,
yeah,
so...
It's a pilot episode.
Hope you appreciate it.
Yeah, you better.
So go to our site at endif.info. And you can go download it there. And don't complain at the site, because I spent 15 minutes on it. And I don't care what you say. If you want to make us a new site, you can go make us one.
Yep, that's true. Okay, so, closing music is Barcelona. Social Engine.
Do some shout-outs first.
Okay, shout-outs to Xbox Gamer Radio. Xbox.co.nr. Shout-outs to me. Shout-outs to my co-host on my show. Shoutouts to Ben Rao. Shoutouts to DDP Projects. Shoutouts to Canada. That's my shoutouts.
Canada.
So what are your shoutouts?
I'm gonna have to go with Stank Dog and everyone else over at DDP and Ben Rao. Everyone over at hackthesite.org. Check out the Rootless Box, which hopefully launches soon. Everyone on my Rootless Box team, you all know who you are. I don't know the names right now. And everyone in Southern California here, where it's raining right now, and it sucks because we don't usually get rain, and I want my sim back. So yeah, Barcelona, social engineering, and we're done.
Yes, thank you for listening to Endif Radio. This has been your host, The Joker, and UT Crazy. And we hope you listen to next episode. Hopefully it's a bit better. I had to chop out a lot, but hopefully you enjoy it. Thanks.
Data calling, Unix system, open network, satellite dish, radar tracking, post nothing.